Welcome back to the Against All Odds, the Less Than 1% Chance podcast with your host, Maria Ponte, where we will hear stories of incredible people thriving against all odds. And my hope is that we can all see how life is always happening for us, even when we are the less than 1% chance.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Against All Odds, the Less Than 1% Chance podcast with your host, Maria Aponte. I hope you're doing fantastic. It is just me, myself, and I today on this episode, and it has been a crazy, awesome month full of crazy, awesome things. Sometimes you just feel like a sense of overwhelm, and then you have to check yourself. So that's what I'm actually going to talk about today. I feel very passionately about this. However, even if this is something I truly, truly believe in, sometimes in the day-to-day, everyday life that we go through, I feel like sometimes we forget to take a deep breath and realize that today is a bonus day, that today is a gift, because it does become crazy and chaotic and all of the things, if you allow it to completely overwhelm you, absolutely. And I don't take anything away from that. And in the midst of that, sometimes we just forget to remind ourselves that today is a bonus day. I listen every morning to an app for my mindset. I really, truly believe that what you put between your ears first thing in the morning will completely affect the rest of your day. And so every day I listen to this app, and I'll put the information for it in the show notes, but it has given me that reminder that every day that you're living, I'm not living for tomorrow. Yes, do I have goals? Do I have dreams? Do I have aspirations? Absolutely. I'm not living for yesterday because that already happened. I can't do anything about that. But the moment that I kind of recenter myself and just allow myself to be present in the today, in the right now, in this moment with you, it is a blessing. It is a bonus day. I remember about 9 years ago, actually, right around the time of this recording, 9 years ago, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer for the third time in my life. And I felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders. And I remember it feeling like, am I even going to have a tomorrow? And when you get that shock of life, and sometimes you don't see it right away, right? Because you have to go through this process of grieving and processing and understanding what your body is telling you that you need. However, once you do, you have to stay present in that moment and be so incredibly grateful that you have today. You have this moment. You have the beauty of presence. And I don't know where I heard this from years ago, but when you focus on the future and you are fixated on the future and you obsess with the future, that's called anxiety. And that future hasn't even happened yet. When you focus on the past and dwell on it and stay there or live in the past, your past self, your past career, your past relationships, your anything. When you focus on the past, it's called depression. And the only gift that we have is today, because today is what we have responsibility for right now. Do I have responsibilities for the future? Absolutely. Did I have responsibilities in the past? Yes. However, what we can do right this moment to take responsibility for our life is now. That's the presence. That's the present that we are given, the gift that we are given of right now. And I'm not telling you that I'm perfect at this By any means. This is something that I either have to listen to remind myself, other, like I said, anything that I put in between my ears in the morning, first thing will always be something that will help me grow. And so this morning, the audio that I listened to was specifically talking about today is a bonus day. And maybe, and I hope that you have never had to go through anything that was life-threatening in any way, because I feel like we can find circumstances in our lives that have been difficult to get through. I think everyone has that. And when we go through those things and then we surpassed it, or that we surpass and overcome those things against all odds, we understand that we've already survived our worst day. We've already done it. So if we've gotten this far, I have gotten 41 plus years in and I'm still here. There has got to be something greater for me to give to the world if for 41 plus years I've survived every single day. I'm still here. And that is just something that I had very on my heart today. If you've listened to my previous podcast episodes in the last month, I explained how my 15-year-old was hit by a car. And it was one of those I got shook kind of moment. And it was really a lot for her to handle. It was a lot for anyone to handle. And she hasn't come out of it unscathed. And it's not easy. And all the appointments and all of the things and all of the emotions is overwhelming. Absolutely. However, I just feel like it is something that we have to take ownership of the fact that are we going to live in the overwhelm? Or are we going to take control, take responsibility, not even control? Are we going to take responsibility to figure out a way that it doesn't feel overwhelming, that we feel blessed instead of stressed, that we feel like we have a grasp on what we can control, what we can do? And then let everything else go. We've already survived it. We've made it. You woke up this morning, you put your feet on the floor. Thank you. That's what I say. As soon as one foot and the other steps on the floor, I repeat, thank you. Thank you. All the way to the bathroom to get ready. I am so incredibly grateful to still be here. Through all of the things that I have been through, probably in my quote unquote adult life, there's been five different times where I was close to or could have lost my life. So bonus days are very much appreciated in my world. And I think that if you don't, again, you don't have to go through an experience like that to be grateful for the things that you have and for the life that you're living, and know that we have the power to make the changes that we want in our lives. We have that power. And is it going to take work? Absolutely. Is it going to take feeling the feelings of you already obtaining all those goals? Yep, that brings it a lot quicker. As soon as you start feeling, it's just crazy. I've had so many circumstances in my life where when I start feeling in that gratitude, things just fall into place. Serendipitous things happen, unexpected surprises happen as today, when I recorded this episode, I went on a date with this really cute guy 5 years ago today. And 5 years later, we're still together. And to me, that was definitely unexpected. It was wished upon. It was very much listed out what I wanted in this person. And I lived in, I created this list and then I got to work on me becoming that list. Because I wanted to be happy all on my own before I added to that happiness with somebody else. And he came at the most unexpected time, and it felt like serendipitous how everything happened. And I think that's a blessing. When we feel into the emotions that we want to experience with whatever goals we have, they seem to come a lot quicker. And that just makes today that much more exciting. What if today you felt in the feelings of your big goal? What if you felt in those feelings right now and just stayed there and made the connection between your emotions and your thoughts and that feeling? And I'm telling you, it is the coolest thing ever. What if you feel in that excitement and joy and love and all of that, and then just continue to work on you experiencing that every day? The more you experience that joy, that gratitude, that God, I feel so incredibly blessed, the more blessings will come your way because you're already in that. And I truly believe that energy and attracts, right? The energy that you're putting out to the world is what you're going to receive. And I was actually talking to the receptionist at the chiropractor's office. And I told her, I was like, I feel like when I, even going out for a walk around my neighborhood, I try to smile at everybody that I see and I say hello. And I just feel like not enough people gift you with a smile. And when you gift that, you receive that, and that makes you feel good. And so I want to help people feel good. I want to feel my intention when I hug somebody or when I am speaking to someone is like giving all of my love and healing and good energy. I want to give that away so that, because that makes me feel good. Helping people makes me feel good. And yes, it's a little selfish that I want to feel good, but it's also helping others feel good. It's just this exchange of energy. Anyways, I just wanted to talk about the blessing of a bonus day. Today is a bonus. So treat it as such. Treat it as not every day. We don't know what day we're not going to be here anymore. And if that's the case, then I'm here and I'm awake and I could put my feet on the floor and get to the bathroom and get ready and put some good energy in my ears and start my day with movement and meditation and dancing and my amazing go-go juice and reading and connecting, and I get to do that. That's a bonus. Heck yeah. And I get to help people. Heck yeah. And I could have the intention every day that I want to evolve and get better and just continue to work on being the best I could be. And yes. I want to treat every day like it is a blessing because it is. I hear the chirping of the birds. I hear the wind hitting the trees. I hear the crickets. It's just so crazy. I've been going out for walks early evening, late afternoon, and it is so amazing to hear the different chirps of all the different birds. It's been windy, so the wind hitting the trees and just the rustle of the leaves when you pass by, and you could hear crickets, or you could hear, it's just so awesome. And it's gotten me so much more present. I feel very much connected to the earth and myself, my higher self, God. I just feel very connected. And so I just wanted to bring that to you today, to your attention, that if sometimes we all go through really rough times, and if we could just listen to what's surrounding us and focus on the gratitude of today is a bonus day. What a blessing. I think that that will make such a difference in your life, and it will radiate out to the people around you and make a difference in their life. And what if that starts trickling down and you can help more people m feel like every day is a blessing? Anyways, I hope this served you in some way today. Thank you so much for jumping on. It's a quick one today, but I just had it on my heart and I felt like I needed to say it and really get that message to you. So if you needed to hear it, I hope it served you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening. Peace out, guys. Love your life.
Thank you.